KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky now. It's 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa Downtown Resource Center will offer several downtown forums in July that focus on the characteristics of a successful downtown. Audubon will be one of the locations for the forums, beginning at 9 a.m. on July 17th, and that's at the Cultural Center at the library. Discussion topics in five major areas and grant opportunities for downtowns are the focus, and the forums are free to attend, but registration is required, and you can register at the link under this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The day on July 17th will include a self-assessment tool and discussion topics in five major areas, characteristics that contribute to the success of a downtown. There will also be an overview of programs and grant opportunities for downtown areas. Attendees will have an opportunity to share experiences relating to the downtown forum discussion and communicate with each other and community leaders the exciting happenings occurring in their commercial districts. A man has been given 50 years in prison for beating to death the 16-month-old daughter of his girlfriend in Western Iowa. Javon Jennings was sentenced on Monday. A jury found him guilty February 15th of manslaughter and child endangerment in the death last April of Jaslyn Harshberger. An autopsy showed the toddler had suffered numerous injuries and died of blunt force trauma. Prosecutors say Jennings was supposed to be babysitting the girl in Council Bluffs. Jennings repeated earlier statements that he didn't kill Jaslyn. His attorney says Jennings will continue to appeal the verdict and his sentence. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported an alleged assault in Crescent resulted in the arrest of a resident on assault and child endangerment charges. A deputy had responded to a call about an assault at around 10:55 p.m. on Monday. The incident allegedly happened at a residence in the 100 block of Old Mormon Bridge Road. The deputy made contact with the alleged victim, 33-year-old woman, and determined that her husband, 37-year-old Christopher Scott Burbridge of Crescent, had assaulted her. Christopher Burbridge was arrested on one count of domestic abuse assault, first offense, causing bodily injury, and one count of child endangerment, deprivation of necessary care. Authorities say there were two children in the home, a 1-year-old female and 8-year-old male, at the time of the incident. Christopher Burbridge was being held in the Pott County Jail on a total of $26,000 bond. Officials of the Creston Police Department this morning report 34-year-old Boone Hayes of Creston was arrested Tuesday morning for violation of a protection order. Hayes was taken into custody at his home and later released on a promise to appear in court. And 32-year-old Leah Hayes of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, also for violation of a protection order, and she too was released on a promise to appear in court. Two incidents of vandalism were reported to Creston police this week. A man from Mount Air said someone egged his vehicle while it was parked in the 400 block of North Cherry Street in Creston. The incident, which happened sometime between 4 and 6 a.m. Tuesday, resulted in about $100 damage. And the Gibson Memorial Library in Creston reported that sometime prior to their opening Tuesday morning, someone shot a building window with a BB gun. The damage was estimated at $200. Officials of the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office say Sun Valley Lake Golf Course officials in Elston reported over the weekend that someone had driven a vehicle onto the golf course and it had caused damage to three greens. The incident happened sometime around 2:30 a.m. on April 20th. Anyone with information about the crime is encouraged to contact the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office. The Harlan Police Department yesterday said there were two separate arrests each on April 20th and 17th. On April 20th, 41-year-old Jeremy Lloyd Smith of Defiance was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with OWI first offense and parking against the flow of traffic. 24-year-old Anthony Michael McCoy of Avoca was arrested also following a traffic stop. McCoy was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with driving while barred, failure to prove security against liability, and insufficient number of headlamps. On April 17th, 52-year-old Melissa Ann Heinscheid of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Heinscheid was transported to the Shelby County Jail and also charged with driving while suspended. At 18-year-old Preston Max Russell of Kirkman was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Russell was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Elsewhere in the news, Shelby County emergency management officials report a test of the storm sirens will be conducted in Defiance beginning at 10 a.m. on May the 6th. Authorities say the tests are an important part of the weather alerting system in Shelby County. In the event of actual weather, severe weather that is, the tests will, of course, be postponed. Members of the Atlantic School Board will meet this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is discussion with regard to a timeline for the financing of general obligation bonds, the Washington School parking lot project, with Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Stern present to discuss that. A synthetic turf field at the Trojan Bowl, also the fiscal year 2018 audit report, and a board policy review. The Atlantic School Board is expected to act on contract recommendations for fifth grade teacher Katie Cooper, or Kuiper, and Emily Crummel, middle school math teacher. Also the tentative 2019-2020 master contract with the Atlantic Education Association, setting a public hearing for the 2018-19 amended certified budget for the board's next regular meeting on May the 8th at 5:30 p.m., and a contract with FRK Architects. Our news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call today at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.